The former Friends star Courtney Cox has been trying to teach her family how to speak in an authentic Northern Ireland accent, like her fiancé, the Snow Patrol magician Johnny McDade. The Hollywood actress was talking on the US TV show Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Your fiancé, Johnny, is a very nice guy. He's in the band Snow Patrol, as you know. I don't need to tell you that sort of thing.
Who is he?
But he's a foreigner to this country.
Yes.
Yes.
My fiancé is from Northern Ireland, and it's got a beautiful... Yes, it's a great place. Nice people there. But, you know, I'm from Alabama, and we're real Southern, and he's got this beautiful accent. And so... We were celebrating our engagement a year ago. And in Northern Ireland, you say the word now not like N-O-W, but it's like N-A-U-W. It's weird. So it's hard to do, and I cannot get it. So I was sitting at this table, and I was trying to get my family, who do Southerners, to say, try to say, like, cow now, brown cow. So
Way that Johnny says it, or just
yeah,
to say
no,
it?
In the way. Just because they're dumb.
No, you wrote a video. You shot video of your family.
Trying to do that.
Well, let's take a look.
So here we go. Speaking like Johnny. And Johnny.
Hi. No. Brown. Co.
How. Now. Brown. Cow.
How now, brown cow? Very good.
How now, brown cow?
I can't wait to edit this video. This is going to be awesome. Okay, Mom.
I don't have to do.
Yes, you do.
I'm 80. I can't.
You're 80. Come on.
Don't matter.
You have to do it 80 times.
How now, brown cow?
Hey. No. Bows.
That's all we care about.
Yeah.
Ho. No. Brown.
There's poor Johnny being mocked.
What do you think of that? Northern Ireland being talked about throughout the world now quite a few times. Think about how many similar items we've done. The commentator and writer Heidi McAlpine with us this morning. Morning to you, Heidi.
Good morning.
What do you make of that?
I think it's fantastic, and it's so funny that she picked up on the word now, because now is the classic. There's several ways to say now. My dad's from North Belfast, and he says nar. Nar, Northern Ireland are going to do well, nar. And then my husband's from Lisbon, he says nay. And I just don't get this at all, nay. And then, of course, in Cherry Valley, they say now. And I say now. So, I mean, it is such a rich and colourful language. And on this, the birthday of Shakespeare himself, the bard only wishes he was born in Northern Ireland, his career would have soared.
If you think about it, because we were talking about, what was it? We were talking about, it was Kit Harington we were talking about, wasn't it, from Game of Thrones the other day? We've been talking about an awful lot, Heidi.
It's great. This is hilarious. This is exactly what we need to sell ourselves at. People who can take the rise out of ourselves. And we've got this rich literary and cultural heritage. I mean, where else would you get people saying boke for vomit? You say it all the time. And whenever you go to bed, you don't go to bed, you go to your scratchers. You don't wear trainers, you wear goodies. Everything's belter. I mean, it's just great. And on my, I've got a website, Belfast in Your Pocket. I produce a visitor guide magazine. But on my website, I've got a section called How to Speak Northern Ireland. And I kid you not, it is the single most popular page on the website, and hundreds of people over the years have contributed such classics as, my granny would say, if it's not the skebs, it's the skippers that will get you, or somebody else says, I told her she looked like a 1690s lady, 16 at the back and 90 up the front. And then a guy says that he overheard a boy racer in Tombridge boast to his mate about his car's exceptional road handling. Aisha, how's the road? Like a rat in Reebok. It's absolute classic. Everyone's a winner. It's like the old John Pepper Ulster dictionaries.
So it's a compliment rather than us being mocked then?
Of course. She wants people, she wants her family to all talk like us, to adopt our brogue. And it's such a small little part of the world, and yet the accents, languages are so diverse from village to village, you can barely understand. I do remember there was a programme on BBC recently, on Network BBC, and the fella was from somewhere sort of Strabantar own area, and he had to have subtitles added. And that was on BBC for the local British population. So, you know, at least the Americans are trying to get their head around this, the subtleties and the nuances of our the way we speak.
If someone was mocking the accent of an Indian person, a Chinese person, would it be laughed off?
Catch yourself on. It's not at all the same. It's hilarious. They're trying to be.
But why is it not the same?
It's not the same because it's funny. We have this rich, hilarious sense of humour. Every time I read over what people have written on my website, or I see articles like this and about this, it makes me laugh out loud. It is so funny.
Okay.
Poke, an ice cream. I'm going for a poke. You get arrested, Sam, not in another part of the world.
Thank you, Heidi. Morning to you.